Hey mama, do you want to balance maintaining your home, cooking, cleaning, all the things you have to do as a stay-at-home mum whilst being present with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night, scattered, thinking about all the things you didn't get done and so need to do tomorrow? Is your greatest desire for your littles to know and love Jesus? Hey, I'm Elise. When I became a mum, I felt overwhelmed and wished that I could just stay on top of everything. I wanted to be there for my family, and yet all these things still had to get done. I was worried that I would spend this time too busy and miss it, until I found the secret, partnering with God even in our home life. In this podcast, you will find tactical tips for homemaking, help for your low-tox journey, as well as biblical parenting so that you will find God's joy and experience His peace in motherhood. Welcome to Wholesome Mama. It's time to go grab your cup of tea, reheat it because you know, and let's get into today's episode. Hey mama, welcome back to another episode of the show. Today on the podcast, I'm sharing with you two spaces in your home that you can simplify this weekend or this week, sometime over the next 7 days. And the episode from 2 weeks ago where I shared around making sure that we stay out of overwhelm, where we don't get stuck in overwhelm, what to do, what to implement in our life so that we can remain in a stress-free, overwhelm-free space in our home. And one of those ways was to declutter. And now, if you've been around here long, you know that I am a huge fan of simplifying. So even using the word simplifying over decluttering, for some of you, particularly if you are that stressed out, overwhelmed, burnt out mum, you're tired, everything feels hard, like you can't get on top of things. When I say the word declutter, and I've heard it from so many of you that, oh, I need to declutter, but it's just so, it just seems like a lot. It seems so overwhelming. It seems like a massive task. That just seems like too much. So I want you to replace the word declutter with the word simplify. We're just going to simplify things. And so there's two spaces that I think as mums, there's lots of spaces. Look, the whole house, and we can get through the whole house. But I want to, whether this is your first time simplifying, or maybe you could use this as just a, you know what, it's been a while since I've looked at things. I'm going to relook. I'm just going to make sure that things haven't got out of hand like they often do for me. And I'm going to go over some things. So whether that is your first time simplifier or you've been here around here for a long time, these are two spaces in your home that can really impact you. And so the first space, particularly for the mum who has never decluttered, has never simplified at all, it is the bathroom. And why do I say the bathroom? It is because it is a space that we are in every day. And it's usually a space where we can build up momentum and get bang for your buck. As I don't know if that's a saying where you are, but here in Australia, we love to say bang for your buck, which means that you get success quickly. It's efficient, it's effective, and it's quickly. And then that can start the ball rolling and gain the momentum for you to go on and simplify the rest of your home. So the reason why I recommend the bathroom when you're starting particularly is because it's a pretty small space. Generally, for most of us, we'll have a mirror that you can open that you've got shelves in, the mirror, a vanity with cupboards and drawers. There's not too many, usually. I'm sure that maybe someone listening might be the exception. They have ample storage in their bathroom. But for me, we have two cupboards under our sink and drawers to the side, and then our mirror opens up and we have three shelves in there. So it's a pretty quick, easy way. Set a timer, 30 minutes. I really doubt it would even take that long once you get into it. And the other reason why I love the bathroom is because there's not really anything sentimental in there. It's harder to go through the garage where you've got boxes of old kids' clothes and kids' coloring and their first this and all that sort of stuff. Don't start with sentimental things. And this is why I love the bathroom, because it is so quick and easy. But as I said, even if this isn't your first time simplifying your home, take this as a reminder, and you should only have to spend 5 minutes to just quickly go back through your bathroom, the drawers, the cupboards, and just make sure that things are still simplified, because it's amazing. Even when we are intentional, things still creep in. So going through and making sure that all your products are in date, that you are actually using them, making sure that your toiletry bags are. We have one that's actually always packed, ready to go, because we do go away and go camping quite a bit. So we have that ready to go. So I actually go through that, make sure that that's cleaned out, make sure that there's no rubbish in it or anything, and make sure that that's ready to go. Make sure that if you have, like, do you need 10 different samples of face cream? Do you need 25 different colors of nail polish? And some of you, maybe you're like, no, nail polish is life and I do need 25 colors. Great. Make sure you have a space for it that's organized and you can put it away. So go through all those sort of things. Have a space for your hairbands to go. Have a space for your bobby pins to go. Have a space that your brush goes, that your straightener, your blow dryer. Your soap, your conditioner. Go through everything and simplify. Get rid of whatever you don't need, whatever you don't use, what has expired, and simplify the bathroom. And as you can see, it's a quick, easy win. And that is what I want you to have. I want you to have quick, easy wins. That's what this whole podcast is about. Quick, easy wins for your home, whether that is simplifying your home or home routines. Quick, easy wins for your health and healthy habits that you can implement into your day and into your life. That is what I'm all about. I want you, because I know that as a mum, you are busy. You don't have the time to spend the whole weekend decluttering, because that is too overwhelming and defeats the whole purpose of you wanting to be present and spend time with your children. If you are constantly cleaning and constantly feeling like you cannot stay on top of things. So that is one space in your home to simplify over the next 7 days, the bathroom. Quick, easy win. The second space is your closet. Not anyone else's closet, your closet. Again, set a timer. You may need a little more than 30 minutes, depending on how many clothes you have, or how out of hand things have been, or what you need to do. But I do like a maintenance simplify my closet. So I did a huge declutter years ago where I got rid of clothes that I was hoping to fit back into one day, clothes that didn't fit me right, clothes that I had just in case, clothes that I didn't actually like. You know those clothes that you have in your closet but you really, if you're honest to yourself, you don't actually like it? Yeah, get rid of it. It's okay. And the best thing about this is, one, having a organized, clean, clear closet. And I'm not saying I do not have a minimalist capsule wardrobe. But however, I have a wardrobe that is full of basics, basically. So I have discovered, and I don't know if I'm totally right. But I feel like there's two different types of people. There's jeans and t-shirt people, and then there's dresses people. And it's been really funny because working in retail, I so see that there's some ladies who are just dresses all year, all day, and then others are jeans and a t-shirt. Anyway, I'm more so on a jeans and a t-shirt, but I'm trying to branch out and wear more skirts and dresses, which is actually fun, and I'm actually enjoying it. So I'm going to be the third type of person and be somewhere in the middle. But anyway, the coolest thing about simplifying your closet is you no longer, after you've done it, you don't have to spend 20 minutes getting dressed three times to try and figure out something to wear for that day. Because you have basics. You have clothes in your closet. You know that what is in your closet fits you. You know that what is in your closet looks good on you, feels good. You like it. You enjoy wearing it. You want to wear it. That's what's in your closet. So you know that you can go in. And this is why I really like being intentional and conscious about the clothes that I'm wearing, and why I buy a lot of basics. Like I have some jeans and then some tees or tanks, and then I'll like denim jacket or a blazer. And I've got two different blazers, a denim jacket, and then I alternate those. And then I've got a few jumpers that I can mix and match with my jeans. And I know that all my clothes, so in a sense, it's a capsule wardrobe because all my clothes go with each other. I know what's in there. I know it fits me. I know it's not stained. I know it still fits right, like it's not stretched or worn or anything like that. And so it takes away the stress of getting ready in the morning. And I am all about taking away the stress of getting ready in the morning. I do not want to spend, nor do I have time to spend 20 minutes in my closet trying to figure out what to wear, only to feel like I've got nothing to wear, nothing fits me, nothing looks good. And that's not to say that I don't ever, ever have those days. Just ask my husband when I'm getting ready for church on a Sunday and I'm not doing kids ministry. What am I going to wear? But I know that if I take away my mind and my emotions of it, 99% of the time I can go in, pick out a pair of pants, pick out a shirt. It goes together. They fit me. I like them. I feel good in them. I feel confident in them. I can put them on and be ready for the day. And we as mums, this is why simplifying the closet and why I put this as one of the first two to do. Start with the bathroom, then do the closet, because you're going to really see the difference and see that actually I don't need 10 pairs of jeans, 30 t-shirts, 12 dresses, 6 skirts. I don't actually need that much. And when I look at it, what am I actually wearing from my wardrobe? Oh, I'm wearing these 5 pants, I'm wearing this, and actually look and audit your closet of what you are actually wearing. And if you have a hard time letting things go, you can do the coat hanger trick where you turn all your coat hangers around. If you hang up a lot of your clothes, you can turn all your coat hangers around the other way. And when you wear something, you put it back the proper way. So then you can go through it in like 6 months' time and see, okay, I haven't worn that the last 6 months. I'm not going to wear it again. Haven't worn that. But generally, you know, and I even say to mums, just pack it, put it in a bag and sit the bag somewhere in, if you've got space in your closet or in the garage or in the attic somewhere, sit the bag for 3 months. And if you don't go looking for something, you're not going to miss it. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to forget what is in that bag and you're not even going to think about it again. You're not going to miss it. And so then you can donate it, give it away, sell it if it's in good condition and worth selling. So that is why I really like to do the closet, is simply because how much it takes away the stress of getting ready in the morning, which I think all mums could benefit from. Who wants their mornings to run smoother? Me. And whatever I can do to do that, I will do. So they are the two spaces in your home to simplify this weekend or over the next 7 days, the bathroom and the closet. And I would love to know if you do get a chance to simplify your bathroom and your closet, then let me know. Come and share in our Facebook group. You can go to facebook.com/groups/wholesomemama. I'll link it in the show notes as well. And come and share in the Facebook group. If take before and afters, share how you went, what you struggled with, how you feel after. And if you do the closet, I would love to know how you are finding getting ready and choosing your outfits in the morning, because as mums, we are constantly making decisions. If I give my kids three options, like not even three, like five options of clothes, or I go and I say to them, okay, go and pick out your clothes, then, well, now my daughter will go, well, let me go and get the sparkle princess dress. But it can be overwhelming. If I say to my kids, what do you want for breakfast? This, 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 or this. Overwhelming for them. What do you want for dinner? This, 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 or this. It's too overwhelming. But if I go, hey, do you want scrambled eggs or pancakes? They will be like pancakes, obviously. Because the decisions we get, and particularly as mums, we are making decisions all day. We get decision fatigue. So simplifying that by not having to make more decisions in the morning and just know that I can go in, I can grab a pair of pants and put on a top, or I can just choose a dress, easy days, and put that on and feel good, feel confident, love what I'm wearing, and walk out the door and not have to get changed 20 times, be stressed, and then get cranky because I don't know what to wear and I don't feel good in what I've ended up having to walk out the door with because I ran out of time. Speaking from experience. Anyway, my friend, I hope that that blessed you. And as I said, come and share in the Facebook group what you have done or what you're struggling with, why you don't want to declutter or any. Come and share all the declutter things, all the simplify things. Come and share if you feel like decluttering is too overwhelming, but hey, I can go and simplify my bathroom, then I love that, and go and do that and let me know how you go. But be blessed, mama, and I will be with you next week for a new episode. Well, that wraps up another episode, and I pray that you were blessed by today's conversation and really got something out of it for you to take into your motherhood this week. If you did get something out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review so I know that you're loving the show. You can also come and chat on Instagram. The handle is @wholesomemama. And don't forget, we have a Facebook community too with mums just like you who are in the trenches of mothering littles. So come and join us over there as well. The link for everything is always in the show notes. Have a beautiful week, mum. Be blessed, and I will be with you next week.